Blog Talk Radio.
Vietnam vets, we survived the war, but we and our families continue to wage war against Agent Orange. This is our story. This is our legacy.
Well, okay, we might as well have let that get out of the way. That plays automatically. Yeah, let me give you the URL. You got a piece of paper?
I'm running for it right now.
Okay. Yeah, we may have other users, not users, but listeners, who are not calling in, which is fine, but they can copy this information down, too. And okay. It's going to be HTTPS /// secure, SECURE, dot blogtalkradio.com /, and then the word register, register, dot ASPX, like Alpha Sierra Papa X-ray, and then a question mark. Now, what that URL does is it takes you to a page which appears to want to sell you your own radio show. And that basically is what it is. And I don't know why they do it this way, but if you scroll down toward the bottom, you'll see that there's a free option. Okay, meaning
okay,
you can have
that.
Your own radio show for free. But it gives you very minimal abilities.
Right.
But if you click on the free option, it will allow you to register, and then you can get a login and a password.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
That explains what I needed, exactly.
Yeah. So that's what I was playing. Of course, I'm already registered because I have a show. But
right.
A lot of the listeners, you know, who don't want to need a show, if they log in there, they're going to say, well, no, I don't want a show. And it's kind of strange that they make you do that to be able to use the chat function.
Hmm.
So did you want to go out and try and do that now? If so, I'll just play some music or something here for a few minutes.
Well, I'm on my phone now, and I've got the computer running also, so I'm going to go ahead and register it on the computer. So if you want to go ahead, we can do that.
Yeah, I'll just play some music or something while you're doing it. Yep. Okay, hang in there.
Part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before. My daddy in bed is crying. Watch his hair fit to the straight. He's
Well, I guess I can overdub here. Looks like the mixer control here in the software works very slowly. So when you turn the volume up or down, it takes a few seconds for it to work. Kind of weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the animals. Gosh.
Yeah.
That was a very well played song in the Nam.
Yes, it was.
So, did you have a chance to register yet?
No, it's actually not letting me get that whole URL in there. So I'm trying. It puts a partial in there. So I'm trying the last portion of it, because it already says http://blogtalkradio.com.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that you really need to go to that register ASPX thing. Sometimes there's one girl who does the support there, and, you know, she's very helpful, but I think she doesn't always give out accurate information. I think maybe if you just go to blogtalkradio.com, you'll basically get the same screen.
Okay.
And, you know, it'll ask you, well, do you want to join or whatever? And you would say yes, but you would choose the free option. That's the important thing.
Okay, I did do that. I'm going to try and do the sign up with Facebook. Maybe it'll put that information in there for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We can outsmart the computer here.
Well, that's you're a better man than I, then, if you can do that.
Okay,
I've tried to outsmart it for years now, but...
Okay, I got past that part now. It's... to customize your show or podcast is the section I'm on now, trying to get past.
I'm not quite sure where you are.
It's on number 2 of the setup your show after it accepted.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And to pick your show URL is what it's asking me now.
Okay, well, I guess you're going to get a free show out of it, whether you want it or not.
Sounds like it.
Maybe you'll have something some kind of show you want to broadcast. I don't know.
Might in the future just have to do something like that. It looks like it's just asking me what the show I would want to set up would pertain to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's unfortunate, but it appears as if in order to register, you have to go through all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once I get this figured out here, we'll...
I don't know how many people are going to want to do that just to use the chat feature.
Right.
But anyway, thank you for helping out with this, because at least it will...
test some functionality.
Show us how to do it if somebody really wants to go through all this.
Right.
I'm thinking, actually, as co-hosts, we would probably be better off using some other kind of external instant messaging system, like Yahoo or several of those that are out there. Certainly be easier.
Yes, it would. Let's see, I've got... Okay, I made this free selection.
For anyone out there that might be listening, we're just trying to... figure out how to set up the chat feature in the program. So that's what we're doing. We're not doing anything special or exciting here.
Okay.
While you're doing that, I'm going to play something here that if there are any... guys who served in Vietnam. Let me turn the volume down on it, though. Might recognize this. And we'll see if you know what it is.
All right.
Basil McAllister is proud.
Wait a minute. That was the wrong one. Here. This should be the right one.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Do you have any clue what that is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that was a series... Sorry about the dogs. That was a series that used to play on AFVN, Armed Forces Vietnam Network.
Okay.
I don't know if it was daily or not, but everybody used to use. He was called the Winged Warrior or something, and Chicken Man, and it was an interesting series. And of course, it disappeared after the Vietnam War. I've never heard of it ever since then.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one before.
Oh yeah, just okay, Google Chicken and you'll find a... Say what?
I said I'm to a screen now where it says create your first show, so I got past that URL issue. I was putting a space in there and it doesn't like spaces, so that's what the issue was.
Hmm. Well, I'm beginning to think that this is just too complex to use to just for people to chat.
Well, I think you might be onto something there.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like I've got... I'm still going through the setup here, and it's looking for... creating all of the specifics of a show without really knowing what information to put in there.
Yeah, I'd just leave it blank if you can get away with it.
Okay, I'll give that a shot. If I can just get out of creating a show right at this point right now and just...
Because, you know, we've got a lot of folks out there that are not really into computers and they just want to listen to the show, and they don't want to have to go through all this stuff.
Correct.
Did you by any chance have an opportunity to see the web page I created?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, I'll let you do that when you get done messing around with this.
Now, to search for this show that we're doing now, what would I type in for the search for? Because it looks like I'm to a point where I can search live shows right now.
Well,
would it be the test?
Actually, you don't want to search for the show, because if you did that, you're going to come up with all manner of things and probably not even find this show. The show has its own very specific URL, and it changes a little bit with each show. The numbers change.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is...
Oh, I found it. Got it.
Oh, you did?
Broadcast. Let's see...
I'm assuming that you're on the show just through your phone now and not through your PC or anything.
Well, I'm talking to you through the on my phone, and I'm looking for the show on the PC as well as setting up the Blog Talk account.
Right.
I did find a test broadcast for Agent Orange Vietnam Vets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and follow. I'm just wondering if it might be yesterday's, because it's dated the 17th instead of the 18th.
Yeah. Yeah. Needless to say, what I'm trying to do is make this as easy as possible for people to get to the show.
Right, I understand. Yeah. Trying to work with that with you and see if I can figure out if I'm doing something wrong here or...
The easiest way to get to the show is to go on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be either an event there that you can click on, or there'll be a promotion on the web page. And if you click on those one of those links, it should do one of two things. One of them should take you directly to the show, which is what I was hoping would happen from the very beginning, but people were having trouble.
Okay, I do see that now. It is March 18th, dated broadcast test. And let me click on that now.
So it will either bring you directly to the show or it will bring you to my web page, depending upon which item you clicked on.
Okay, I went to the events and it did bring it up, the event, and then I clicked on the icon that says start listening.
Mm-hmm. And where did that bring you?
It brought me to the page with the helicopter spraying, Spokane veterans exposed to Agent Orange in red
there,
on the right side of the picture.
Right. That's the web page that I was talking about.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm trying to decide.
Oh, it is fairly clear here. I just scroll down and there's a play button on that page that says start the show. So I've just clicked on that now and waiting for my computer to respond. It does give the instructions, important if you want the chat feature. It looks like you can bypass that and just click play to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what it's doing now, is trying to get that show started.
So you won't hear anything unless you or I say anything. Maybe what I should do is play something or other here.
Okay.
I'm going to just play, there's a Canadian thing here. It's only about a 2-minute long thing. Hang on.
Okay.
Basil McAllister is proud of his military service. He remembers the day in 1954 when he swore to defend and fight for Canada.
The biggest fight that I've had was with my own government.
For the last 10 years, McAllister has taken Veterans Affairs to court twice. He was exposed to Agent Orange at CFB Gagetown in the 60s. Like many others, he received $20,000 in compensation. But he fought the federal government when he found out other veterans were getting more.
I'm very disappointed that we as veterans who have volunteered to give our life for our country has to do this to get proper compensation for what's wrong with us.
The 83-year-old won his case last week, but for 21 years he has suffered physically from the exposure. He's had prostate cancer and kidney failure. Federal NDP Veterans Affairs critic Peter Stauffer says McAllister shouldn't have had to fight his own government to get help.
He was asking for basic dignity and basic compensation to help him and his family live through the ailments that they're suffering from.
Joanne Gilliland Power is still looking for help. She was stationed in Gagetown from 1980 to 1983. As a weapons technician, she says one day while training in the woods, her crew came across something.
Crawling belly through the ground and hit something in the bush, and when they cleared the bush back, it was barrels of Agent Orange, Agent White, Agent Purple, whichever you want to choose, that were leaking.
At 56 years old, Gilliland Power has a list of health problems she says are associated with that exposure, including a series of problems with her heart. When she called Veterans Affairs to inquire about compensation, she was shocked after they wouldn't send her a form to apply for compensation.
I find that very insulting. I feel that I should have been given an application and at least given a chance to try and prove that I'm one of the ones who's been poisoned by all these chemicals.
Other veterans, civilian members, and serving members say herbicides are still being sprayed at CFB Gagetown, and they say people are still getting sick. They say they, too, want to see compensation. Jennifer Choi, CBC News, Moncton.
Okay, so it sounds like you were listening to the show in the background.
Yeah, I did get that function to work on the audio portion of it.
Good. So you should actually be hearing us talk through there, but it'll be delayed.
Right, slight delay.
Obviously, you don't. You wouldn't want to keep your PC volume up very high because it would not only confuse you, but maybe cause some feedback.
Correct.
Well, anyway, okay, so I'm glad to see you got that part working. I wanted you to take a look at the web page sometime. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a bio for each co-host. You know, I'll have your photo and a short bio about you. That way, you know, when we start the show, we don't have to go through introducing ourselves, who we are. People would be able to see who we are and know who we are.
Okay.
And there's a lot of different things we can do on the web page. There's links on there to other places and so forth and so on. But the big thing about it is I want to make it really obvious where people need to click on to get to the show. And, of course, there's a pretty big play icon there. But maybe I need to make it bigger or red or something really
actually,
obvious.
It's just at the bottom of the page. I think they might be missing it because it goes to the bottom of the page. If you could move it maybe towards the top.
Oh, yeah, I can. I can absolutely do that.
That might make it easier. And then it takes you to the Blog Talk Radio introduction page, and all I did was click the play icon on the top left corner right underneath Blog Talk Radio.
Good suggestion. I'll do that. Now, the other thing is, now that you have registered on BTR and gone through all that nonsense, let me start the chat function, which I'm doing now. I'm launching the chat. Now, I don't see another window yet here. Oh, wait a minute. I'm starting to see one. And it's called Flash Chat. It's the lesser version of it. Now, on your PC where you are listening to the show, do you see anywhere, maybe even down at the bottom of the page, do you see a chat window of any kind?
I do see a comments section, and I did just post on that. The chat does work as well as what I wrote. And I think it links it also through Facebook. And I see Ben Norman, Pan LeBrum, and another post by Ben Norman.
That's interesting. Because right now, I'm only showing one online user, but it doesn't show who it is.
I see.
So I'm going to type something here. We'll just type, say hello. Now, did you by any chance see anything there?
I do not yet. I just showed three comments.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling that there's just something terribly wrong with their chat feature. You know what? I'm going to do one other thing. There is a section in here that says Open Moderator Chat New Window. So I'm going to do that. I don't think it's going to make any difference, but who knows? I still don't see you, but I'm going to type something here again.
Okay.
Did anything show up on your end?
Not on the comments window that I'm viewing.
Okay. Very strange. All right. I'm going to close this chat window. I have a different kind of chat window here, I think. Let me see. Episode chat. This is the strangest chat system I have ever seen. I can't even figure out how to close this window. Oh, my.
Alt F4.
Should close it's probably your going to take me window. Offline. Let me hit escape here. That didn't do anything. Very interesting. I don't want to end the episode. About help. There's got to be a way to get out of this thing. There's no exit feature that I can see. Oh, man. This is something else. I don't know, Doug. This just doesn't look like a very viable feature to me.
Right, as far as being able to just click on it and make it work.
Yeah, it shouldn't be this difficult either for me or for the audience to use.
Correct.
I mean, it's just bizarre. Well, I see that no one else is dialed in, and that's probably a good thing because not much we can do to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll just go back to the drawing board and see what else I can figure out. Either that or go back to the tech support and tell them, you know, despite that, it still doesn't work.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out, is there a way I can, there's got to be a way I could end this chat session. There's nothing, there's absolutely nothing here in this window that allows me to do that. By the way, I want to try something else here real quick. Can you hear me now? You don't hear me. Okay, there. I'm back. There's supposed to be a screening feature in here where you can just talk privately to the party that's on the line so that it wouldn't be on the air. And I just did that, and obviously you didn't hear me and I didn't hear you. So that's not working.
Okay.
So what can I say except back to the... Wait a minute, what's this test?
We gave it a shot.
Yeah, personal message, private message. Let's see. See if I can send you a private message. No. It says online users too. That is really odd. Personal message. Test 351 has logged out.
That shows me. That test 351 is above the picture of me on the login.
It says you've logged out.
Why it put that, I'm not sure. It says I've logged out. Okay, let me.
Why? I don't know why it would say that. Yeah, online users 1. So that would be me. Is there any way you can log back in?
That's what I'm giving a shot now. Okay, logging in right now.
Yeah, I'm getting all these messages here. Test 351 is logged out. Test 351 is logged in. You've logged out.
Wow.
You've logged in.
I don't know if it's my computer doing it or exactly
yeah.
What's going on.
I don't know. And it even says I've logged out. Close other tabs. Was that anything? I can't even get out of this dialogue.
Huh.
help. Drop down list. This is weird.
Yes, it is.
I'm wondering if it has something to do with my Internet Explorer. I have issues with it. Well, there's only 9 minutes left to this broadcast. It'll cut us off in 9 minutes.
Right.
I appreciate your time. We're not accomplishing anything, but that's certainly not your fault.
It's no problem. Got to test it and see what we can get to go.
Yeah. Let me do a little more research on this, and we can try something some other time.
Okay, good enough.
All right, Doug, and I'm glad you got everything squared away there. So.
Yes, I am too. That makes me feel much
yeah,
better.
Yeah, do send me a recent photo. A good photo of yourself, or you and your wife, or whoever, and just like if you look at what I wrote there, try to just keep it to a minimum, but get your point across, and I'll post it on the webpage.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and end this episode, and I'll talk with you later.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, see you later, Doug. Bye bye.
Bye bye.